Can't stand another Tuesday night in? Use Slug's daily calendar to fill your social calendar for you.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Ford, and I'm from Teenage Flying Disc. I try and make everything that I do different, and when I end up with a song that just sounds like another song, I'm like not totally satisfied, so like, I guess the sound is like reaching for as much variety as possible. A little curious, a little worried. Leading up to my 18th birthday, I thought I was gonna die. There had been this thought that like all this like anxiety and like panic that had been like building and building and building was amounting to my 18th birthday. This is, you know, the year that like I was going to graduate from high school and really be in the next phase of my life. It was causing me a lot of stress. It was basically just paranoia, and like leading up to it, I just like got so overwhelmed that like I felt like I was either going to die or I was going to do something to like, you know, like I felt compelled to die before I was actually going to die. I was writing like goodbye letters, and I was like seriously considering the end of like my life as a human being. I'll never be able to express my true self, the thing that I had such an issue with all of my senior year, you know, like this like understanding of who I really was. I was never going to be able to express that because I didn't have the tools. So in order to understand Teenage Flying Disc, you kind of have to understand how like Dead Be Joint sort of came to be, because I'm not really in Dead Be Joint anymore. Dead Be Joint like is like a one record band, you know, it's like capturing a certain time, but it's still the same people, so it's just different name, different album. I was only really ever used to doing things solo on my computer, making weird drum loops and just basically being on my own, writing songs on the computer with a very linear format. And I grew to love bands like Atoms for Peace, which I'm like, okay, because they have like this huge maximalist sound, but it comes from like a lot of these really simple songs that like Thom Yorke wrote. And, you know, I wanted to try that out. You know, I wanted to, like, have a project that had a lot of energy and veracity to it. And, you know, it was maximalism. I threw everybody in. Jazz Williams on bass. You know, Spencer Gunderson on synthesizers and percussion. B on drums. And Cameron on guitar. And me on guitar. So, you know, you can imagine this is, like, a really chaotic sound. I started writing all these songs on, like, just my computer, you know. And then I brought them to to everyone. And then we're like, okay, yeah, we can work these into something. So, you know, we worked Blanket sort of like into this sort of like really ocean-y sort of ballad, and then Medicine Man into this like weird, creepy, kind of like Halloween-themed, aggressive funk music. Those two songs were really important for me because it got me used to like writing on my own and writing stuff that wasn't just a direct clone of whatever I had been listening to as like a young teenager. Over my senior year, we started recording our album, the Dead Be Joint album, in 2017, fall of 2017. And after that point in time, I sort of had a little bit of a deconstruction, you know, of like what I had just been through a huge self-discovery phase, and then I found myself in a really weird place where I didn't really feel comfortable in my own skin. And then my senior year, the second half was basically just fear and panic because I had gotten more and more overwhelmed with this like self-discovery phase that I had gone through, and there was so much conflict in my life about it, and something just like broke and I didn't really know how to express it. It had formed in my head as some sort of like abscess that kept growing and growing and growing, and the more self-discovery, good and bad or indifferent, that came with it, you know, you end up having this really horrible moment where, like, you know every part of yourself, but you don't know where to go. A few weeks after I graduated, we played this show, Deadbeat Joint played this show, and it was going to be with people we were all friends with. I was like, this is a really special show because these are all people that I've known in different areas of my life, and, you know, I want, and this is probably going to be one of the last shows that, like, I play, so I want to, like, a cool, like, you know, I want to do something to, like, make it special. So I took this vocal sample from this unused Brian Wilson outtake from Pet Sounds for the song Don't Talk, Put Your Head on My Shoulder. He had these beautiful harmonies. He's got an amazing voice. I was like, I wonder if I cut this up. And then I cut it up, and then all of a sudden this little synth line just, like, made me, like, I just started thinking of the synth line. This synth line just came out, like, it asked me a question, and I immediately knew the answer. I'd say maybe, like, an hour or, like, you know, the course of an evening, I was able to put the rough idea of what was war. This song that just started making me think of, like, the sun, just like a really, just a burning entity. And then the next, you know, the next day, literally the next day, I wrote the song Heroin, and it was another song that had the completely opposite vibe. It was dynamic and it was cool, and it was the exact opposite of, like, the ball of sun that I had just written. And it was like those two songs I thought were going to be the last things I was going to write before I was going to die. I was like, well, I tried. I didn't love them, you know? Like, I didn't really think they were, like, super special. They were just something that I had written. And it was like, well, I'm going out, like, you know, in a month. So, like, I might as well just, like, see what comes out and just, like, try and empty this emotional bucket, you know, that, like, in whatever way I could. And I knew I put emotion into it, but I just wasn't thinking about it. You know, all that practice from Deadbeat Joint, like, you know, just figuring things out, like, it put me in the place where I was able to express it, you know, fairly easily, but just without much thought and without much understanding of what it was. So my birthday, I get anxious, and then my birthday comes and goes, and there's still this huge bucket, you know, of emotions that are still there. And over the course of 2019, I was like, okay, I need to sort all this out. I need to sort of, like, really refine what I'm doing. And I think this wealth of emotions that I want to express, you know, I see a line and I'm gonna take it, you know, like, towards the path of just, like, understanding all that stuff that I had went through. Like, when I think back to, like, writing War and Heroin, it's sort of like I didn't know what I didn't know, you know? Like, I didn't know that there was so much there. When things in your mind build up, like, you'll express them naturally through things that you respond. Like, art is a form of response, and it's like, you know, War and Heroin were one of the most effective ways to, like, respond. Really, like, that's the main thing that, like, I found in most of the songs, you know, is this feeling of, like, genuine hope and this feeling of just understanding, and that's what, like, I ended up wanting to express at the very end of the day. The more I started to do that, and the more I actually worked through my problems, you know, of, like, all this anxiety that I'd building, this abscess that I'd been forming over, like, the later part of my teenage life, like, changing and turning into something that I wasn't happy with, like, only made me want to create something that I did feel good about. That's the whole thing about TFD, is that was about learning to love myself. The song you're going to hear next is War, and it's the first single off of the Teenage Flying Disc record. It's the first song that I want people to hear from this album. It's kind of the first semi-single from the record that's coming out in early summer. You can find Teenage Flying Disc on SoundCloud as well as Instagram with the handle Teenage Flying Disc. Teenage Flying Disc has an album coming out in either mid to late spring, maybe early summer, and that'll be released on iTunes, Spotify, but not Amazon Music. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Slug's print edition streets the first Friday of every month. Find it any place cool or online. More information available at slugmag.com.